going to primarily give textual or expository outlines because you can go a little faster with those because it's all there. I don't have to give you the verses. You can just write down the points. Philippians 4:19, the passage is, "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." 3 points. First of all, there's a personal relationship. My God. There is a pressing requirement. Your needs. There is a plenteous resource, His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Second sermon, the singularity of the church. First of all, there's only one purpose, Ephesians 3:8-11. Secondly, there's only one prophesied, Isaiah 2 and Daniel 2. There's only one promise, Matthew 16:18. There's only one purchased, Acts 20:28. There's only one preached, Ephesians 4:4. And there's only one prepared, 1 Corinthians 15:24-26. Number three, the New Testament church, just from the book of Acts in general, it was a going church. Acts 8:4 is an example of that. It was a growing church. Acts 2:47 is an example of that, daily conversions. It was a grateful church, praising God, Acts 2:47. It was a governed church with Christ as head, the apostles and elders. It was a giving church. Acts 4 is an example of that. And it was a graceful church, having favor with all the people, Acts 2:47. Number four, the authority of Jesus, Colossians 3:16-25. The text. First of all, we see the source of authority. Two things, the Word of Christ and the name of Christ. We see the scope of authority. These are the words, whatsoever, word and deed, all. And it covers the home and work and worship situations. And then we have the seriousness of authority. He speaks of the reward of the inheritance and of receiving for the wrong which he hath done. Number five. Let me die the death of the righteous. Numbers 23:10. 3 reasons why I want to die that death. First of all, because there is rest. Revelation 14:13. Secondly, because there is reward. 2 Timothy 4:6-8. Thirdly, because there is reunion. Genesis 25:8. Number six, a haunted house. Matthew 12:43-45. The unclean spirit leaves, but decides to return again and finds everything ready for his return. We must fill our hearts with wisdom, or else foolishness will return. We must fill our hearts with faith, or else doubt will return. We must fill our hearts with joy, or else discouragement will return. We must fill our hearts with righteousness, or else sin will return. Number seven, from Matthew 17:1-13, Lord, it is good for us to be here. Some reasons why it's good for us to be at every service of the church. It's good for us to be here because the Lord was there. It's good for them to be there because the Lord was there. Number two, it was good for them to be there because faithful brethren were there, Peter, James, and John. Number three, it was good for them to be there because there were fewer distractions there. Number four, it was good for them to be there because the Lord was magnified there. Number five, it was good for them to be there because Bible heroes came to life there, Moses and Elijah. It was good for them to be there because God's will was declared there. It was good for them to be there because hearts were comforted there. Jesus said, "Be not afraid." And it was good for them to be there because the focus was on Jesus there and Him only. Number 8, the Good Shepherd. First of all, the Good Shepherd goes before the sheep. John 10, 3 and 4. Secondly, the Good Shepherd goes with the sheep. Psalm 23 and verse 4, "Thou art with me." Number 3, the Good Shepherd goes after the sheep, leaving the 99, going after the one, Luke 15, 4. And number 4, the Good Shepherd goes instead of the sheep, John chapter 10, verses 11 through 15, "He giveth His life for the sheep." Number 9, sermon outline 9, the peace that we possess. First of all, it is a perfect peace. Isaiah 26 and verse 3. Secondly, it is a plentiful peace. There's great peace. There's abundance of peace. Psalm 37, 11. Psalm 119, 165. And it is a perplexing peace. It passeth understanding. Philippians 4 and verse 7. Number 10, three reasons for Paul's peace. First of all, the promises of God. Acts 27 and verse 23. "Sirs, I believe God. It shall be even as it was told me." Secondly, the presence of Jesus. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. "Can be content, for He will never leave us." And then thirdly, because of the prayers of the saints, Philemon 1:22, "through your prayers." Number 11, sermon outline 11. A genuine disciple practices true love, John 13, 34 and 35. We see the mandate and new commandment. We see the model, "As I have loved you." We see the mark, "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples." By the way, you ought to go and look up sometime the background of the hallmark and the gold crown. I think you'll find that interesting. It identifies the very best, and love is what identifies us as the very best in this world. Number 12, the cross from 7 viewpoints. You'll have to put your own verses with it. From the viewpoint of the Jewish leaders, it was about silence. From the viewpoint of Judas, it was about silver. From the viewpoint of Pilate, it was about self-preservation. From the viewpoint of the Roman soldiers, it was about sport. From the viewpoint of the Father, it was about substitution. From the viewpoint of the Son, it was about submission. And from the viewpoint of the saints, it was about salvation. Number 13, the providence of God, Romans 8, 28. First of all, we have a persuasion, and we know. Secondly, we have a percentage, that all things. Thirdly, we have a partnership, work together. Fourth, we have a product for good. Fifth, we have a people, them that love God, them who are the called. And we have a purpose, according to His purpose. Outline number 14. This is from the song, "I Believe in Jesus," 238 in our books. First of all, I believe that Jesus is real. We sing, "I believe in the one they call Jesus." Secondly, we believe that Jesus is risen. "I believe that the tomb was found empty." Third place, we believe that Jesus is reigning. "I believe that He reigns up in heaven." Fourth, we believe that Jesus is returning. I believe that He is coming again. And fifth, we believe that Jesus is relevant. I believe that He's the answer for me. I think this is 15, the need for patience. Hebrews 10:36. First of all, we need patience to praise the Father. Romans 15:5-6. Secondly, we need patience to perfect our faith. James 1:2-4. And finally, we need patience to protect our future. It's how we possess our souls. Luke 21:19. Number 16, the two builders, Luke 6:46-49, or Matthew's account in Matthew 7:24-27. First of all, we see two fellows, one wise, one foolish. Secondly, we see two foundations, one rock, one sand. In the third place, we see two futures, one stood and one fell. Number 17, why the great commission has become the great omission. Number 1, we have forgotten the pity of God, John 3:16. Number 2, we have forgotten the prayer of Christ, John 17:20-21. Number 3, we have forgotten the preciousness of the soul, Matthew 16:26. Number 4, we have forgotten the purpose of the church, 1 Timothy 3:15. Number 5, we have forgotten the power of the gospel, Romans 1:16-17. We have forgotten the price of sin, Romans 6:23. And we have forgotten the people that we once were, 1 Corinthians 6:9-11. Number 18, he that winneth souls is wise. Number 1, because God said such. Proverbs 11:30. Number 2, because Jesus did such. Luke 19:10. Number 3, because the soul demands such. Matthew 16:26. Number 4, because eternity rewards such. Daniel 12:3. Number 5, because Satan opposes such. Matthew 13:19. And number 6, because the early church practiced such. Acts 8:4. Number 19, running to win. Philippians 3:13-15. First of all, you must focus. This one thing I do. Number 2, you must forget. Forgetting those things which are behind. And number 3, you must finish. Pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Number 20, the virtuous woman. Proverbs 31. First of all, we see her price. Verses 10-12. We see her provision in verses 13-15. We see her perception in verses 16-19. We see her pity in verse 20. Her preparation in verses 21-25. Her politeness in verse 26. Her persistence in verse 27. And her praise in verses 28-31. Number 21, beware of false teachers. Number 1, because they sneak, Jude 4. Number 2, because they spy, Galatians 2:4. Number 3, because they sow, Matthew 13:27-28. Number 4, because they seduce, Matthew 13:22. Number 5, because they substitute, Mark 7:8-9. Because they slander, Romans 3:8. Because they subvert, Titus 1:11. And because they steal, Acts 20:30. 22, marriage, the completion of creation, Genesis 2:18-25. First, we see a divine assessment, It is not good. Secondly, we see a divine answer. I will make. And third, we see a divine arrangement. A man leaving father and mother and cleaving to his wife. And number 23, the treasurer's heart from Acts chapter 8, the Ethiopian eunuch, he had an honest heart. He kept the queen's treasure. He had a hungry heart. He went to Jerusalem to stand on the outside, and he was reading on his way home. He had a humble heart. He was willing for some man to guide him. And he had a happy heart. He went on his way rejoicing.